Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all MadeSafe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
Welcome back. Hour three of early break on a Tuesday. Hour three sponsored by our friends at NEBCO. Now hiring jobs with ready mixed concrete. Check out NEBCOinc.com for more information. Guys, I was telling you guys during the break, people think that we're having beef right now. People think that you guys are mad at me. Says we have Matthew on the YouTube stream that says Bill wants to smack Swim. Somebody said that Nick's going to be, or Swim's going to be put on probation. Swim's going to be kicking road apples. I mean, what is going on here?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either because, like I said, I was only upset that I didn't make or try to be more encouraging for Steve to take the shot. We should always take the shot.
I wouldn't take that on, Bill.
I don't know why. Yeah, I'm not sure why they're upset or why you're.
Why upset?
So it appears as if Swim is going to get fired.
Yeah, people are saying that I'm gonna lose my job. I don't even know what I did.
Yeah.
It is what it is, though. Yeah. Just another Tuesday.
I think you're gonna be okay, but we'll go to HR and see where we're at.
You seem to be feeling better.
Yeah. What I did tell Ellie, as I said, maybe I've beat this thing.
Have you turned the corner?
I might have rounded.
Is there a
corner?
Chance he never were sick and it was just your?
No, there is certainly.
Is there a chance?
No, there is. Okay. There is certainly not a chance.
Just
of
thought
that.
We should know because he came in pretty chipper. Came in pretty chipper, so I just wondering.
Yeah. I came in chipper, is that right?
It was very chipper. Okay.
Let's roll that tape back.
Stomach rumblings.
That's disgusting. We don't need to talk about it.
It's not disgusting.
We don't need to talk about it, Sip. You keep bringing it up. Kentucky's athletic department is transitioning towards an LLC. They're called Champions Blue LLC.
Okay.
They've officially changed to it per the Associated Press. Kentucky, with doing so, is hoping that it'll allow them to become nimbler in raising revenue for the changing landscape in college athletics. Champions Blue was approved last week by the Board of Trustees, and the plan calls for a board that will have wide experience in fundraising, and the school noted that it hopes to, quote, unlock new revenue streams through public and private partnerships and potentially other transactions such as real estate as well. Thoughts on Kentucky moving towards an LLC, guys?
I mean, is Nebraska going to do it?
I believe everyone will.
Yes. Everyone.
I'd be shocked if they don't, because there's brilliant people out there. They're running companies that run multi-level companies, and they look at something of college football that is profitable, correct? I mean, college sports is profitable. How they could do it better, and also it brings in all. Where does Nebraska play basketball?
Bank Arena.
Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Yes.
So Sandhills Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
Something of that nature. There's different ways to have to build to have money. Everyone is going to eventually. This is going to go corporate, because eventually you're going to have to do that to keep up. If not, because they said the donor fatigue is not going to work. Yeah. It's not going to be like, well, we need to get some donors. Just come up with another $100 million for us. We need to have other avenues and other streams. I would be shocked if it's not everyone in the next 3 to 4 years.
Even like the non-power leagues, the MAC teams.
Yeah, they'll do. Everyone will be involved. Yes, everyone will be involved.
The only thing this article that Swim alludes to, this AP article, it doesn't really address that. It just, there's one line. It says it might not work across the board, but it doesn't really get into why it wouldn't work across the board.
Just listen to do another research on this. This is talked about a lot, that it's going to go corporate.
Yeah.
Arizona's already talked about when they were in such debt last year, someone said, well, why don't you just sell it to corporate. And the AD said, he goes, it's on the table. It's on the table. And so when people get there, there's always something to be on the table, because now it gives you an opportunity. Also, just imagine whatever corporation it is, and they can be like, I'm going to kind of be a big part of Boise State.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a really big deal, and it's going to help. And do you think they're not going to listen? Do you think someone's not going to listen to any sort of offer? They're going to listen. Because after a while, it's going to be, they just lost every power 4 and 5. They're going to spend their $20 million. The $20.5 million is out of their own budget. So that's going to go out, and that's going to go directly to players now. So where's that coming from? Mm-hmm. Where are you making that up at?
Oh, this makes sense.
And so it makes total sense.
Yeah.
Where it'll be, how deep it is, do we know everything about it? But it will go corporate. That's going
to
happen.
You could argue that it already has, to a certain extent, with what they chose to allow last year, the NCAA, that is, where they allowed sponsorships on the field. Where, remember, 1890 was on the field. That wasn't just because they're Nebraska's collective that they threw it on there. That's because 1890 said, hey, we want to be on the field.
Yes.
So they could have, you could have went down the road and had Muchachos been on their logo on the field, right? Or anybody, right? Yeah. And I just picked a friend of the station. But like, you could have picked any company that said, hey, you know what? I'll pay $25,000 a game and I'll go ahead and put my logo on it, because they're interchangeable. They can change week to week. 1890, they didn't do it for every single game. They did it for the Colorado game, and then they did it for every Big Ten conference game.
You know why you look at this? One reason, one big reason, is because, as the sports law professor points out in this article, the traditional structure never really worked very well. The current structure. Yeah. And certainly now it does not fit well at all. So this makes sense. I just wonder if everybody can do it. That's the question. I don't know.
The only school that I see would probably be a hard pushback will be Notre Dame.
Why is that?
I just think Notre Dame will be one there, because they won't join a conference.
You're right.
And so they're like, we're going to do it our way. And it's worked pretty well for them. So
it has.
So not say anything negative to them. But, yeah. That'd be one school that might be, I don't know about this. There'll be a few that don't. But, I mean, do you think that right now that it's the same thing? Let's just go across the Big Ten. You think Purdue wouldn't want to be a part of this?
It's not really offensive to the sensibilities.
No, there's no, like I said, it's just.
It's not, right? No. Like, you don't look at it and go, oh, God, college sports is coming
just
to an
remember
end.
What.
You don't look at it like that.
So
right?
We used to watch back in the day, Swim. We used to call this thing called, when we were, me and Steve, we'd be watching Nebraska play like in the early 70s, or we'd be, or more 80s at that. We're going to watch the Orange Bowl. Wasn't the FedEx Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
It was the Orange Bowl. Wasn't the, it was
BRBO.
The Fiesta Bowl. Not the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. And so things started, started to switch back then. Like, hang on, we need some naming
rights.
But
Bill, do you remember when that happened? Yeah. When they started going to naming rights, we all thought it was the end of the world.
Oh, it's going corporate.
Oh, wow. Why are we doing this?
Then I watched these playoff games. They sucked. No, they didn't.
You know what? Turns out it wasn't the end of the world.
It wasn't
that big of a deal in fact.
Yeah, because people like us, like, it was because the Orange Bowl. No, it's
just the FedEx
Bowl. Yeah, who cares? Right. And you get more gear.
But you remember that pushback?
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Well, and I would say now for like my generation, now there's nostalgia with specific naming rights, like the Vizio Rose Bowl and the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. Like
Tostitos Fiesta Bowl carries over the Tostitos means more to me than the Fiesta Bowl.
Yes,
it does. It does.
Absolutely.
I do. I'm just like, I just, there were great commercials.
Yes.
Yeah, they had great commercials. Scoops.
And all I can think about is Blake Bortles for UCF.
Yeah.
When I think about the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. Like there, it's actually nostalgic to me to think back to, okay, what was the 2011 Tostitos Fiesta Bowl like? I'm serious. I could do better at naming rights for the 2010 bowl games than I could for 2025.
I'll tell you this. Covering the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl when it first started with that brand, there would be 5 bags of Tostitos in the hotel room every day. I mean, it was an incredible amount of big bags of Tostitos for the media. That's all I remember about it. But anyway, no, we all thought it was the end of the world, and it wasn't. This wouldn't be the end of the world. I just don't know, Bill. I just wonder. Well, I guess Nebraska, I think you would say Nebraska would do this. Would consider it.
You're going to listen to everyone, right? I mean, who's not going to listen to and sometimes it's not just naming rights of a venue. It's actually, we're going to help run this, you know, this corporation.
Right.
We're going to help marketing. We're going to be a part of everything. So okay, what would imagine right now? Let's just say that it went out. And for 10 years, someone can have their name on Memorial Stadium, so that it gets announced. It is whatever, like I said, Sand Hills Global Memorial Stadium, and it's $100 million.
That's a lot.
Are you interested at Nebraska?
Of course.
Are you interested in $100 million?
Yeah. How do you turn that off?
Yeah. Why, whatever it is, would you be interested like that? Also, there's always been a discussion of other people like that, with the successful people like that, of getting involved with at the core level of it. Of like, hey, we're going to help you run your business. Mm-hmm. And we also, guess what else we have? We have a team of lawyers. We have a team of marketing. We have a team of
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, girls. Today, I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp. All made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety. Delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style. And a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
This, so there's a lot of different avenues for it to be able to go down. I just don't see how it stops at Kentucky. Yeah. I don't think that's going to be the case.
Because more than ever, you're looking for revenue.
Yes.
And this is a way to revenue stream.
The $20 million that came out of your budget was a remarkable hit. And some places like Nebraska, not as much.
It still looks formidable, a lot.
But what they had in reserve, it was one of the schools that was kind of ahead of the game.
Yeah,
there's some places that I mean, right now, you know, if you're in any power, if you're in the Big 12, and you're sitting there going, okay, we've got to give $20.5 million. Lots of schools aren't doing it.
They can't run their budget.
They don't have the money.
They don't have $20.5 million.
Everyone in the Big 10 will do it. Everybody in the SEC will do it because they get that check. But all of a sudden like that, there's a really good chance that, you know, that Baylor is not doing that.
Yeah, I don't want to name names. But names.
I don't know the names, and I don't know them. But
there's probably, I'm going to say, at least half the Big 12 that they don't have $20.5 million available. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Now, the big question I have about this whole world is, okay, this is the question I have for you, Bill and Swim. Is in the SEC and the Big Ten, where everybody's got $20.5 million in the revenue share, right? Everybody's got that piece.
Yep.
is the great separator now NIL? Is that the separator?
It will be. The part that is still going to be so confusing, it doesn't add up at all, is they're saying they're going to have an NIL, just like they do in the NFL. They come in and they audit every NFL, and they say, okay, whoever the tight end for the Cowboys has two deals. What's he made? What did he get for his deals? And they're like, this is a setup. He just did a commercial for Whataburger and got $9 million. You know, they're like this.
Oh, the NFL vets that?
Oh, yeah, they do. They audit that.
I did not know that.
So that's the they're going to come in and do the same thing. They, whenever they get this new
clearinghouse.
Clearinghouse, whatever you want to
call it. So the NFL has a clearinghouse of sorts?
They have an audit system.
Wow.
Well, they come in, the audit system comes in, and they go through every – because if not, in free agency, what can you do? It's like, hey, listen, we can do this, but don't worry about that because we got a couple commercials.
You're going to go out to a car dealership
and get $9 million for one day of autographs. Well, okay, they vet all of that.
Oh, God, I didn't know
so,
that.
But the problem is going to be is how do you really know what someone's value is? So all of a sudden, so they come in, it's where it's school A, and this person's like, okay, he, you know, he, because someone's value at Nebraska because of the fandom is way higher than someone at Purdue. And so it's just like, well, yeah, the guy at Nebraska made they gave him $100,000 to do that. And, you know, Purdue, you only give him $8,000 because the interest isn't the same. Yeah, hold it now. How are we going to hold this up?
How do you do that?
And how do you hold up what someone can make? Right. That's the whole thing that got swatted in when it went to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And they said, you cannot determine that number. Mm-hmm. And so how do you determine, tell someone like that, well, you're not worth that.
God,
when someone goes, well, hold it now, that they're going to pay that. They're going to pay me.
What a mess.
Yeah, that's where it's really interesting to see how they assess market value, because it's literally just based on what one university or program. If I'm a coach at one university and Bill's a coach at another, and I say, Sip, I think your value is $800,000. You go to Coach Bill and go, all right, Coach, Nick's offering $800,000. That's my market value. There's no way to say yes or no. They have to fall in line almost, it feels like.
Because in the NFL, with the commissioner and Goodell and all the owners agree. They all agree together that this is a number. Because every owner's sitting there going, look, because you imagine right now how much the Cowboys could do.
If they wanted to,
what they could do or above and beyond.
If the rules allowed.
Imagine what they could do? It would be so remarkable.
Yeah, I shouldn't say if they wanted to, because they probably want to.
And that's the big part of it. So it's going
to
be
parameters. It always gets back to the lack of parameters.
The big thing is, don't be mad if all of a sudden there's a naming or something different like that, because it is a must. Because I don't know if they're
going to naming
with me, like you said, me and you, FedEx Orange Bowl. That's a joke. And it's like, no, it's not. And right. So don't get all worked up if there's ways that if corporate gets involved, if someone else gets involved, mm-hmm. it's a great one. The whole idea though is who do you get involved with? Because some people will make a mistake.
Yeah.
There'll be universities that make a mistake. And so many
What would be a mistake?
They probably have the wrong, they just involved with the wrong people, the wrong promises. How many times there have been promises made and they don't come through
right.
with what they are? So it'll be very interesting how it comes down.
Okay, and it wouldn't be, like, would Memorial Stadium allow a big corporate sponsorship, with a casino?
This place would be very hard to be able to have that because they'd have to have a racetrack attached to it, which would be awesome to have a racetrack around the stadium, horse racing.
I think there's a couple things to that.
I don't think it'll come to that.
I don't think it would.
It would be incredible if it did. I could go back and cover a horse race.
In the fourth race.
All right, for your halftime entertainment, Sovereignty is back.
Maybe go quarter horse race. It'd be shorter. More of a sprinting program.
You can have your running back out there, too, as a feature. We're going to run Emmett Johnson against his quarter horse.
But oh, man.
That part is going to come up, and it's going to be, and I said, probably naming rights will be with it, but they'll be more involved with it. It'll be more in-depth, and it's going to happen across the board. I think Kentucky just got out in front.
Revenue.
It'll be fascinating to see the length of contract as well. For corporate agreements, right? Because, is somebody going to want to tie? Because we bring in value, right? And brand value matters a lot when you're talking about marketing, certainly. But if somebody wants to, let's just use Nebraska, for example, or Nebraska, if they start finding success in 5 years, that value increases.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Vice versa, right? So do you really want to tie yourself down to 10 years when you know the market's going to change dramatically in the next seven? Yeah,
good point.
It's really fascinating to see how the executives in the room make that decision.
Also, when they, you know, this obviously the regions are heavily involved in this. But can you imagine if you have give me the book, give me the ledger, and start going through the debits and credits at Nebraska and go, it's pretty good. Some places in this league, too, are going, not near as good. Mm-hmm. And so someone's going to be going like, we want to get involved with these guys. These guys already have their act together. Mm-hmm. They already have their collective unified. Mm-hmm. They have all this stuff. They are in great shape. And by the way, they were very smart with their money. They mm-hmm. know what they're doing. So if we get involved with them on a very and it could just be a conservative basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's people out there also, just imagine how many people want to own an NFL team? Hundreds. And these are people with hundreds of millions of dollars, but now it's all billions. It takes billions to get into any of that game. Guess what? I can't do that. So Amazon, I'd like to be Alabama Amazon, and I'm going to get involved in this. And can you imagine the money that comes? You're talking about someone that's whatever, top 10 in the world of money, and it could be incredible. Can you imagine that? Amazon, not bad. Alabama.
It would be fascinating to see if like places like Amazon go after multiple universities.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Right?
Could be in two conferences.
Could be in two conferences. Something like that. I think that'd be really, really fascinating. Before we get to break, are you a fan of local wine, craft beer, cider, or spirits?
Cider.
Don't really miss cider. SIP Nebraska's 12th anniversary celebration this Friday and Saturday at Mahoney State Park, and join others who share your passion for great drinks. Enjoy unlimited tastings, live music, delicious food, artisans, and lawn games as you celebrate Nebraska's vibrant beverage industry. And when you find one you love, you can buy a bottle to take home. Choose your ticket package at sipnebraska.com. The SIP Nebraska Spring Festival, a blur event this Friday and Saturday at Mahoney State Park in Ashland. We gave away 4 tickets yesterday. Austin was the winner.
How many giving away?
We're giving away 4 more today. Give us a text, 402-464-5685.
Seventh texter.
Okay, let's do it.
We did one time the seventh caller. That was a little bold.
That was a little strong.
Things slowed down after 4.
We haven't got to seven.
Yeah, didn't get to 7. We had like 20-some texts the other day, so that's what I feel good about.
Yes.
How many have texted in so far?
4.
4.
4.
We're at
3
4.
More.
3. Come on.
We need three more. Tater is the seventh. There it is.
We like
Tater, congratulations. Tater, I will email. Send us your email, and we will email you 4 tickets.
There was. Tater, to that's SIP like Nebraska. That's a $600 value.
That is correct. Pretty close, actually. So there you have it. Yeah. SIP Nebraska this Friday and Saturday here out at Mahoney State Park in Ashland. All right, so Tater, go ahead and send in that email. And if you can't pick up on or catch the drift, we're going to be doing this every single day around this time. So make sure.
Drift.
Yep. Catch the drift.
Oh, I like that.
Catch the drift. 8:30. Oh, go ahead, Bill.
No,
sorry.
Go ahead. No, I'm good.
What I was going to say is when we come back, the NBA last night was phenomenal.
Wow.
Was phenomenal. Knicks and Celtics and Nuggets and Thunder. Man, oh, man. The NBA last night was incredible. We talk about it coming up next. Early break on the ticket. We'll be right back.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.